I went to see Snow White the other day.
How was
and it?
It
was shit.
You weren't a fan, were you?
What an opening.
I don't know. Went to see Snow White the other day, it was shit.
It was.
And
I took my mum for Mother's Day. Well, so it wasn't. For the you guys, it definitely wasn't the other day.
It was
like 3 weeks ago.
Literally.
But, yeah, it was rubbish.
I hadn't heard good things. I mean, it already wasn't really, you know, going to go well, was it?
No.
With all the stigma and everything around it and what she said and how it's all happened and what they've changed.
I know, there was a lot of controversy, wasn't there?
A lot.
Because wasn't there something about, like, the dwarves as well?
Yeah, they were real people, like, real tall men. And then everyone kicked off saying, but it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, but also you're taking away roles from actual, like, yeah, dwarf actors. But then they took away the real people and replaced it with CGI anyway. So,
what?
They could have just given it, you know, like, to actual actors. Because people were saying, like, just because we're dwarves doesn't mean that...
Yeah.
Well, they're not dwarves, but, you know, to play the dwarves, yeah, kind of thing. So, yeah, there were a lot of controversy around that, I saw. And then she were actually moaning that she didn't even like Snow White. And, oh, it was just doomed from the beginning. Yeah.
You're
apparently,
joking.
Yeah, they don't even think that it's going to break even. The thing, they've spent over $200
million. Watching the film, I don't know how they spent that much money.
Really? Because it's all CGI dwarves, that's what it is.
Well, yeah. Even the costumes looked like costumes. Like, they look like fancy dress.
Yeah, I don't think she looks like Snow White. I think she looks like she's been put in a fancy dress outfit. Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
Just the way it all is. It looks very stiff. It looks very performy.
Yeah.
Like, they've practiced it and rehearsed, which I know they have. But I think,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It takes a real actress to make it look like Ariana Grande in Wicked. You forget,
yes,
she's Ariana Grande. You think she's actually Glinda. You shouldn't,
yes,
know that they're acting, but you do with her, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, I fell asleep during it.
At least you had a nice nap. Did you wake up feeling refreshed?
I did have a nice nap because I did. Because the cinema we went to, it's reclining seats.
Oh, lovely.
So it was actually a very nice sleep.
I don't know how cinemas ever did sat up. Like, I remember when I used to go to the ones and they were red padded and they sat,
yeah,
up, and that's all it did.
That's what our local cinema is like.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So our local one's recliner.
The one we went to is near where my mum lives. And it's half an hour away. But I travelled to that cinema to go to the cinema. I hate going to our local cinema. It's shit.
See, going to the cinema is one of my favourite things ever to do.
Same.
Yeah, if Oliver was like, where do you want to go? I'd be like, cinema.
Yeah, same.
100%. I don't want you to take me out for fancy steak or a meal. I want to go to the cinema, have an ice blast and salted popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm a happy little gal.
Yeah. Me and Harvey doing Nando's in the cinema or Wetherspoons in the cinema.
Oh, shout. I love Wetherspoons.
Yeah.
Oh, my
we
God.
Like Wetherspoons breakfast and then like an afternoon cinema.
I've never had Wetherspoons breakfast, but I can imagine that's banging.
Oh, the breakfast wrap.
Mm. I remember when I was drunk with my friends once and we were like, should we just go to Wetherspoons and have loads of picky bits? And we just ordered like anything on the menu I saw, because you can do it on the app, can't you? So you're not worried about someone thinking you're,
yes,
a fatty.
Yeah.
So I was like, order that. And then
it's
came.
It's dangerous.
I was like, yes. So happy.
It's really dangerous.
I know. Me and my friends do that thing where we tell our boyfriends we've only ever done it like a couple of times, but you know, if you're at like Wetherspoons and you say,
yeah,
just so you know, I'm at this Wetherspoons, this table, if you want to send out. And one of the waitress came over to us and she was like, so I don't know if you're giving your table number to somebody, but they've just ordered 20 portions of peas. And we were like,
oh,
yeah, no. And then next thing you know, bottle of Prosecco comes to the table and Oliver messages me and he's like, enjoy. And I was like, oh, thank you. But I didn't say it to my friends because like none of us knew who was.
Yeah.
Boyfriend it was, and one of my friends goes, oh, that her boyfriend's called Oliver as well, fiance, sorry, called Oliver, oh, that's from Oliver, let me, he's so good, and I thought, I'm gonna have to tell it, so I went, Abby, it's from my Oliver, and she goes, oh, my Oliver's just rubbish, he's just rubbish, he doesn't send anything ever, I was like, whoa. But I loved it.
I think they've stopped being able to do that now.
Have they?
Yeah, because
it makes
sense. But people were like posting it on TikTok, weren't they? And then getting loads of shit sent to their table.
Yeah.
I think now they've made it so you have to be in the proximity of the restaurant.
Yeah, in the vicinity.
In the vicinity.
Yeah, because there's a Facebook group that's called like Wetherspoons, and people put in a post and a picture. And there was this woman the other day and she was like, I've just been let go from my job, so I've come out for a drink if anybody wants to send anything. And in the comments, it was like, sent you a cocktail, sent you a shot,
aww,
sorry to hear that. So like people do that, but I'd rather just order. I'm
so
very
maybe
picky.
They do allow it then.
There's a Facebook group for it, so maybe.
Oh.
Anyway,
crazy.
Not speaking of this at all, and it's not on topic whatsoever. But what's today's episode about, Liv?
Well, we need to do the intro first.
Oh, okay.
Cue the intro.
Dun, 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 dun. We need like a.
Shan does not know the song.
No, I don't. No, it's like. Dun, 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 dun.
No.
We need one that's like, it's live and shine, it's the nail tech matters. Da, 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 da.
That is so not
just
us.
Cut that clip there and that can be our intro.
Oh my god.
No, it'd be some Nail Order have just got their own intro.
Have they?
As well. Jazzy, it's like,
oh.
Yeah.
I feel like our song is pretty good.
Yeah, it's just, it is what it's needed. And at the end it goes like, duh-duh, or something like that. Duh-duh.
You're so funny. Thanks. Anyway, cue the intro. Welcome to Nail Tech Natters, the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We are on episode 8.
Whoa.
How crazy is that? 2 months of Nail Tech Natters now.
Crazy.
Madness. I'm Liv.
I'm Shan.
And today we're going to be talking about policies and boundaries.
If you can't tell, this is our third episode of the day that we're filming. And we're both, Liv went earlier, we could film another one after this. And I'm like, okay. All right, love. Yeah, you crack on. Yeah. It could be a solo one.
I'm not feeling it either, don't worry.
Wonder if anybody would be interested in like a solo one of us doing one on our own, like you recorded.
No, PTSD
one.
From.
All right, never mind. Sorry, guys, I tried. I don't even know what mine would be about.
You'd just be sat there like talking the yourself whole episode, in circles.
I'd be like, what? What am I saying?
Yeah.
What were I saying? That'd be the whole episode.
You'd have to edit it so much.
Yeah, I would. No, I'd send it to you. You'd edit it for me.
You'd have to pay me.
Honestly, the first thing, if we ever make a dime from this, may what? I say, please someone sponsor us so we can make a dime. But the first thing I want to spend our money on is a social media manager.
Really? Why?
Yeah, it's just so we don't have to do it.
Are you not enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, but it's just a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. It's especially like, with having our own.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Yeah. And it'd be like, you focus on yours. Like, not just social media manager, Liv. No. It'd be the whole... They edit everything. They do everything. The whole hog. Yeah, the whole hog.
Wow.
I know, and then we can just focus on
I'm
our own.
I'm a massive control freak, so I don't know how to
Yeah,
that.
I know. Instantly. Instantly, I think, no, I'd hate that.
You like the idea of it, but you'd come to do it and handing it over to somebody, and you'd be like...
Yeah. And I'd be like, but just make sure you do this. Yeah, and I had this idea, and they'd be like, bitch, get away from me. I'm doing my job. Leave me alone.
Is it annoying working with me? Do I come across as a control freak?
No, not at all.
Do it
all? No.
Are you being honest?
Yeah, I feel like I'd just say right now if I thought that, I'd be like, yeah, you're kind of doing my head in a bit. But no, I honestly feel like it's like the perfect amount. Like, you're not on my back at all, but it's like the little reminders I need here and there. Yeah. Or you're the same amount of organisers I need to be like, you need to write everything down.
Yeah.
Everything's in its own little thing. Like, I have a separate notes just for me
that's
social posting because I need to see Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, Liv, it's not that kind of podcast.
Can you calm down? You did it.
Calm down. Anyway.
Shan was saying she wanted to see my boobs earlier.
Yeah.
That's the side of Shan you don't
see. I do. Go on. Whip them out. We might get more views.
Why can you top off?
Go on, get
as long
off.
As you get yours out.
Get off. No. They're non-existent.
Anyway, should we actually talk? We're going to be talking about policies and boundaries.
Policies and boundaries.
And the importance of them and what our policies are and what our boundaries are. And why you should have them as a business lady or man.
Yeah. Businesswoman or sir.
Sir. Gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see that there were a guy and he was like, guys, listen to your podcast too. Did you see that comment? And I was like, oh my God, slay high. Like, obviously, I know men do nails, that's fine, but I don't know why I just didn't think any of you bothered listening to us. But slay, if you're listening, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Alex shared as well, didn't he? Alex.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Alex did as well. So, yeah, I suppose there is. I just thought it'd be women. Don't know why.
But when we say girls, don't worry, we do include. You're included.
The men girls and guys.
The men are included in the girls.
Always.
You're in our thoughts.
You're there in spirit.
Just not in our words.
Yeah. It's a general.
Yes, it's a general.
So let's talk about our policies and boundaries.
Yeah,
like
which
what? Like 5-10 minutes into episode, let's finally talk about.
Oh my God! Sorry, guys.
Sorry. So. Okay, I'm just going to go into what some of my policies are. So I feel like policies and boundaries are definitely made the more you're in your business. Like, some I have created because I felt like they've been needed because of things that's happened in the past.
Yes.
And then others I just had from day one because it's what I had set. So, like, for example, I have a dog in my salon. So people either need to be okay with my dog in the salon or let me know, and then like I kind of just put him to the side and he stays in his little corner. But yeah, little things like that, because it's like Milo is included in the business, so I'm not going to get rid of my dog just so someone can come get the nails, and it might just be the fact that I'm not the nail tech for them.
Yes. Yeah. For my dogs it's different because I keep them like locked away.
Yeah.
Locked away.
They're not my babies.
They're not locked away.
No, in a cage.
They're just in the living room, and I have a hallway door so that
It keeps them separated, doesn't it?
For their benefit and the client's benefit.
Are you alright? Can you speak today? For their benefit.
We've spoken so much.
So much. So much. Just delusion at this point. We're going to listen to this back. Like, I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
And then, so another one that I had from the start. I'll do ones that I had from the start.
Wait, can I ask before you move on?
Go on.
Has anyone ever had an issue with Milo?
I don't have anyone that's had an issue with it. I've only ever had two clients that have been like, I'm not a massive fan of dogs.
Right.
So then there's a radiator next to his bed, and I've just like tied his lead around there, and he just attach it to his collar.
Yeah.
And he has free rein, like he's got water near him and his bed and stuff, but he just doesn't leave that corner. I have got one client though, and this is funny. So she lives not too far away.
Yeah.
And Milo and this other dog have met. Funnily enough, I think her other dog, the dog is called Milo as well. Aww. So both Milos, but they don't like each other. They don't get on.
Oh dear.
So when she comes, Milo can smell him on her, and he thinks that she's brought her dog. So he gets, and then he just barks. So now I've started just putting him to the radiator because for some, well, he won't be able to smell him on her. So when he doesn't smell, he doesn't get all hyped up and like,
yeah.
And I can just crack on. But yeah, apart from that, everyone's been absolutely fine. Everyone loves him. That's the only reason they come to me. Some of them say, they say, I'm not coming to foot nails, I'm coming for Milo. I'm like, sorry.
I don't blame them. I come here for Milo.
I know loads of my clients like have brought him toys, and they're all so lovely with him, and it's so nice though. I know, it's so sweet. But
he's
got
so many mums.
He has. I'm the best though.
Yeah, like, obviously.
Milo, I'm the favourite, but yeah. They've all been alright.
Yeah, so what other policy did you have at the start?
At the start, I also had no children or plus ones.
Yeah.
Just
that's understandable.
When you're doing someone's nails, the last thing you need to be worrying about is does that person feel included, or what are they doing, or especially like toddlers, babies. It's just when you need your hands, you need your hands, and kids are probably the most that mums are just always like, you know, trying to make sure the kids are okay. But then it just, when you've prepped and primed the nails and they need to stay clean with no oils, and then they're having to faff about, it's like not good for the nail tech side, is it?
I don't have that as an outright rule.
No.
Like, you're not allowed to bring your kids up. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's good. He's just stretching.
Your kids or plus ones.
Yeah.
And I have allowed it before. Like, but it depends on the client, I think. Like,
yeah.
Because if they're somebody I can be, like, honest with.
Yes.
And I can be like, you're going to have to stop moving. Like, do you know what I mean?
See, I could never say that.
Yeah.
That's not in me to say. I would get so nervous. So to me, it's like, stop it before it would happen.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But I think, like, also,
he's in downward dog.
Milo's just showing his arsehole. Milo!
Be like, let me just record that so then you can add it. You can always see if you can add it in.
Show off your booty.
That's when his tummy's hurting him. It stretches it out. Yeah, we're really just trying to figure out Milo's diet. But yeah, anyway.
So I don't have it as a rule.
Yeah, like, well, I've allowed it when if someone needs to come for a quick fix.
Yeah,
there was one time a lady needed to come for a fix, and she was like, "I've got my little girl," and I was like, "Bring her. It's all right. It's not for long." And then there was another time where it was a really bad snow day, and to reschedule my client, she couldn't get to me. She was like, "The only other time I can get to you is this time, but I've got my kid," and it's like, "But the snow day wasn't her fault."
Yeah.
So if it meant that she could reschedule her appointment so she didn't have to be nervous about getting to me because she's further away as this client, I was just like, yeah, bring her. But I just said to her, like, you know, obviously Milo's there, so can you just bring something to, you know, entertain her? But she ended up just kind of throwing Milo's ball for him, and it were all right. But it was, I definitely noticed the difference between an appointment where the client is really present and an appointment where they're worrying.
Oh yeah.
But I also like it for the client where it's an excuse. Some of them are like, I kind of low-key love that you've got that, because I have to say to, like, my partner or my husband, I'm not allowed to take it. It's not that they don't want to. It's that they're not allowed, because then they get an hour and a half just to themselves. Yeah. They can come and have a coffee and vibe and chill without the kids. And it's just sometimes that's needed as well. So, yeah.
I agree. I think, like, it's only been a handful of times that I've ever had kids in the salon or babies.
Yeah.
Like, recently, one of my clients has had a baby just at Christmas time, and she either needed to come during the day with her child or in the evening. And I was like, oh, just bring him. Like, it was a day where I didn't have, like, many clients booked in. So I was like, oh, we'll have extra time.
It wasn't
going
to be
so
a... Yeah. Whereas, like...
As long as it's convenient for me, I allow it.
Yes. If, like,
it's
if
not
I'm back to back and
me.
I had people bringing kids, I think it adds more... Even though they don't mean for it to, it adds more time on, and then it's more faff. So it's like, I'd rather just say no and then I can get through my clients.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, some salons don't allow children in there, and, you know, some places literally just you can't take kids to work. So I've just always had
a fair rule.
Yeah.
And also, I think, like, what's really important to mention is the safety aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I do allow children in, I always say to them, you have to make sure that they're sitting still and they're safe, because there's corners of tables, there's flammable liquids, there's, you know, lots of things that can go very wrong. So I'm like, make sure that they have some form of entertainment for themselves. Because
definitely.
It's dangerous otherwise, because they can cause problems.
But I know some nail techs that just allow it. They're not bothered. They're just like, so again, it's probably to you. Like, if you're good, don't take our policies as, like, gospel. If you want to allow children, or you think there's, you know, if I'd love to have a little corner where it's, like, baby gated off, and, you know, they can just go in there and have fun, and that's great, but I don't have that.
Like,
so,
a daycare as
well. Yeah. I'll use both my nursery nurse skills and my nail tech skills.
Yeah. I think also as well, one thing to mention before we move on is insurance. Check with your insurance that they allow children. There you go. What's another policy?
I agree with that. Another policy I started with as well, no under 18s. Just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Flat out. Yeah. No.
It's just safer, easier.
Yeah.
And you don't have to...
Also insurance. A lot of insurance.
Because they're not an adult, are they? So really, like, if it goes wrong, you've done it to a minor. So
mine's,
you know,
16, but between 16 and 18, they've got to have a parent there.
Fairs.
And sign consent.
Yeah. Have you ever had anyone of that age come?
Yes, but it was a client that, like, I'd had from the very beginning, so I knew her very well.
And, oh, okay, then.
She was, I think, 15, so...
Ah, oh, that's all right, then.
Yeah, I just, like, made her very aware of, like, the risks and stuff. And she'd had her nails done at other places before, so I thought, well...
She'll know just, the general vibe, won't she? Yeah. I know, because that's always my thing, is if it was a younger person, then if, you know, something went wrong... The parent would be like, "Wow, why have you done my daughter?" Done? And it's like, "Whoa, okay, chill." So I just thought, cut that out of there, and then it's good.
Yeah.
But
you're very strict.
To each their own.
Yes, to each their own.
I haven't really had any more that have been since I started. For example, like, I don't infill or remove others' work. I've never infilled another person's work, because I just think you don't know what they've used on the nail, and it's just dangerous, like, possibly mixing brands or whatever. But I don't do removals of other people's work is a newer thing.
Yeah.
Whereas infill, I've always had that. I've always been no infills of other nail techs' work, but removal of other nail techs' work, that's only happened, started doing that recently.
See, I do remove other nail techs'
Yeah, you
work,
do, don't you?
I don't infill.
Have you ever had a bad experience, though, removing somebody else's work?
Yeah. Not like... So, one of my clients came to me who had... been with the same nail tech for a really long time, but she went on maternity leave, I think she went on maternity leave, so she came to me, and I removed her nails, and she had onycholysis on every single finger.
No.
Yeah, which was not fun, but she was so lovely, so understanding. She just...
Yeah, but then it's not you, is it?
No.
Like...
No, I know, but, like, she could... I mean, somebody could really sort of lose their head at that, couldn't they?
Yeah, true.
Taken their nails off and they've basically got no nails, like, because obviously I couldn't put anything on them. They were, like, literally, like, stubs. Like,
oh,
some of them
God.
Were, like, just halfway down the nail bed.
Oh, my God. My heart absolutely break.
Yeah, I was sweating.
Yeah.
Like, mega. But...
Even though, like, imagine if it was... like you though, like,
I know.
You felt like that in that situation where it was nothing to do with you, you're just removing it. Oh,
I
my heart literally feels... It goes pitter-patter.
I know. It's scary. And then another one was... This was fairly early on. And she It was sort of before I was maybe a little bit naive, I suppose, and I don't think I actually asked her what she had on her nails, or I'd asked her and she didn't know. So I started removing, soaking,
yeah,
and it was hard gel. So I had to file off.
And then it's like, do you have time to actually finish the appointment before your next client's in? Yeah.
And well, actually, that wasn't the problem. I was fine for time. I had time. It was her that didn't have time. She decided to tell me, like, partway through her appointment that she'd got a cinema booked for, like, half an hour later.
No.
I was like, you're not going to be done in half an hour.
No.
There's no way.
Like, I might be done, but you're not going to have a put on your nails. No, I might be able to get it all off. And that's one of the reasons is because people come, and half the time they don't even know what they've got on their nails, and I don't know how long it's going to take to remove, or how sometimes, like, to remove it. Like, it's awful. I had another time where I had to use 3D bulking bits.
Yeah.
This person had been to the same salon nearly a year and a half, hadn't had a single soak off once.
Yeah.
And I could see where every single infill was. It was like layered with dirt in between each one. And the stuff was so just like gunky and thick that it was getting stuck in my drill bits, and I had to use 3 separate debulking bits to get this one set off. It took so long. That was the thing that really tipped me over the edge, to be like, if I broke those drill bits, I can't ask that client to pay for them. It's not her fault.
No.
But I would be down so much money from 3 debulking bits. And then also it was just so unhygienic.
Yeah.
And that was the one where I was like, you know what, done. From now on. But then there was another one where it was removing acrylic, but it was from a high street shop, you know, the bad acrylic MMA or whatever it's called. So then that took so long to remove, and I was running over and everything. It was terrible. So those things all together have been the reason why I do it, because I just think if someone comes to me with fresh nails, then it's my work and what I've done from them.
Yeah, I don't have it. I've not really removed many people's work.
No.
Like, I've not done it very often. But I just see it as, like, even though I've had, like, a couple of negative experiences.
I knew what you meant, Gilly.
Even though I've had those couple of, like, bad experiences, I still would rather me remove it. I charge an appropriate amount, and I set aside an appropriate amount of time for any scenario now.
Yeah.
Because of, like, the past experiences.
Yeah.
But I would rather do, like, me do it than them go somewhere else that maybe might remove it wrong, or them remove
and
it themselves,
like, damage their nails. Yeah, I won't lie, recently I have seen a couple of people, not that I've asked them to remove it, they've just had it removed at their previous place before coming.
Yeah.
And that they've just been like, can I book in for a fresh set? I haven't said anything about that.
Yeah.
But I have noticed damaged nails.
Yeah.
Really damaged nails, where now I'm kind of like,
people pick them off. That's the worst. Yeah, Shan's a naughty girl.
Excuse me. Look at the growth. I oil these bad boys twice a day. I used to pick off my extensions. That's why I am kind of wanting this, to be honest.
You'll look after them better.
Yeah, I feel like I am, because I'm like, I want them to grow. I don't want little stubs. I want long, nice, natural nails like yours, but it'll come in time, whatever.
This has only taken me 3 months to get there.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all right then. I feel like that hand's growing faster than that hand. Which is annoying.
I don't think that's,
but we'll get there.
But yeah, I keep it as like a, but I also am a lot more communicative now. Like, I will ask them, I need to know, like, if I don't know what they've had put on their nail for sure, then obviously there's no way of knowing for sure, but if I don't know what they've got on, I won't do it.
Yeah. Just like, save yourself. I feel like I would rather now soak it off than them possibly getting their nails damaged.
Yeah, I know, that's
now.
That's why I keep it.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's getting to the point now where I'm getting a lot, like, my books are pretty much nearly full with regular clients.
Yeah.
That now if I had a random person come to me who had work from elsewhere, when I first started up, it was literally nearly every day I was getting. And I was soaking off so many other people's work that it was a lot, whereas now it would be few and far between,
yes,
because all these spaces are filling up. So I suppose now I could probably, I'd probably do it depending on what the person said.
Yeah.
If I was like, do you know what you've got on your nails? X, Y, Z, then
and
okay,
pictures
maybe.
As well.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. So I suppose that's one that, but again, this is why you do these policies, because you learn and you grow as you go. All these things are things you learn along the way.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Definitely. Wise
so
words
inspiring.
From Shan.
Yeah. Do you want to say one, or do you want me to just carry on with my little list?
Throat, isn't it? No, you carry on with your
carry
list
on.
And I'll just chime in.
So, yeah, don't infill or remove other people's work. One of my other ones is fixers. If somebody has a little nail fix, it's free within 72 hours, because I do think if it's anything we've done, it will be very clear very quickly.
Yes.
So within 72 hours, if it's something because of us, you will know that, okay, it's probably my end, so I'll fix it for free. However, after 72 hours, I think it's, you know, it more than likely is them or aftercare or whatever, or some, you know, an accident might happen, they might trap the nail or whatever. But then after that, I do around like £3 per nail to fix.
Yeah, I think that's what mine is as well.
The exact same?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm quite lenient with it. Like, if it's a client that's like, has never had a fix before,
yes.
And it's like one nail, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine, I'll sort it. Yeah. Like, but if there's somebody that's like, it's like they're a frequent flyer, I'm like, okay, I'm charging
you for that. Yeah, and it's like,
and most of the time when I don't charge, they offer anyway. So,
yeah, I had a client, because you've got to think it's a you've got a give and take as a nail
tech.
Like,
you're saying that these are your policies, but really you're not that strict.
No. Like, if it's a regular client, like, for example, I had a regular client who needed to cancel because something happened, and it was like a family emergency. And I was like, there's no way I'm charging you for that. Don't be silly.
Yeah.
And then something ended up happening with my end, and for one of her appointments, like a couple of months later, and I needed to change her appointment, she was like, no worries. And it's like, yeah, because you've scratched my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yes.
I had a client who left with gorgeous, like, cream coloured nails, and then, like, it were like 4 days later, she messaged me and she was like, I have this weird, like, black spot on one of the nails.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I remember being like, I checked the pictures after she left, and I was like, it wasn't there when she left, so it probably isn't something it isn't something I've done, because it wasn't there when she left. And then even she was like, no, it hasn't been there for the past couple of days, but it's just appeared and I can't get it off. So then I was like, all it would literally be would be buffing it with a buffer and reapplying top coat, and I'm not going to charge someone £3 for that.
No.
Like, I'll probably just do it because, you know, it'll be really, really quick. But, like, if that person was constantly, this has happened, oh, now this has happened, I'd be like, no, then I'm probably going to charge because it's going to be a reoccurring thing. But you've got to, like you said, I think you've got to see it as it comes.
Yeah. I think most of my clients as well, they're not asked. Like, if they break a nail, they're like, oh, just wait.
Yeah, so that girl ended up saying a couple of days later, she was like, she had booked her in for a fix, and she was like, you know what, Shan? She was like, I'm just being really dramatic, you can't even see it, so I'll leave it till my next appointment. I was like, okay, that's fine. And I even said to her, well, let me know if you want to end up coming, you know, and I'll just put you in wherever, because it'd literally be like 5 minutes in between a client, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of see as you go sort of thing.
What about if, like, somebody was to, because I've had this situation before, I'm not going to tell the whole story right now, but if somebody was to, you were to do their nails, they would obviously check them in their appointment, you ask them, are they okay,
them?
I've started doing that.
After every single set, I go, are they okay for you? So then if it did happen, you can say, well, I did ask if they were okay, but yeah, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, she checked her nails, they were fine. Mm. She left the salon and an hour later messaged me saying that she doesn't like them.
When was this?
I'll tell you the whole story another day, but I'm not telling it now because it's too long. But what would you do in that situation?
I feel like you'd have to give me an hour to think, but I don't even know. I'd be like, but you said they were fine.
I know.
And I think that is someone nervous to not say it in person.
She wasn't that type of person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or maybe she just had to think. I don't know, because it depends. Like, was it like a cut because she didn't like a certain colour, or was it that she didn't like what you did?
She didn't like the, she basically said that the French didn't look as good as a French that I'd previously done on her, and she didn't like the chrome that was on top.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know. How did you handle that?
Well, the whole situation was went a bit tits up, but
I feel like this is a situation though that you would probably need other nail techs' opinions on. Like, if this happened to me, I'd probably message like you and Sophie and be like, this has happened, what do you think? Because not that I don't trust my own opinion, but I think I'd just want to know how another nail tech could handle it too.
Yeah, I would now I would handle it a lot differently to how I did.
Yeah.
I ended up just giving a refund for the nail art. And then I never saw her again.
I was going to say. To be fair, though, that's probably what you'd kind of want to happen, isn't it? Yeah. Like, if someone... I don't know, because I feel like if you didn't like the French, why didn't you... Like, when I do one French on my client, I'll get them to check it, and I'll go, do you want it thicker or do you want it thinner?
Yeah.
And then they'll go, yeah. But, like, I've learned now to check as I go.
Yeah.
To stop anything like that from
happening. Well, she was a fussy client. So she was a client that was very particular about everything. So...
Sometimes you can't please us.
I know that I was asking as I went, is that okay? Is that okay? Is that okay? Because I do that with most people anyway. But yeah, anyway.
If she chose not to say anything, I'd be like, you had plenty of times in the appointment to say something about it.
I wish I'd have been more strict with myself.
Sometimes, though, I think that we just. Because even though sometimes it's not our fault, it still gets to you. Like, it is your fault. So then you kind of just kill up. Like, I'd just be like, you know what? I'd probably be like, yeah, take the money and don't bother coming back then if you're not happy with the work I'm producing.
She wanted a full refund.
Really? Yeah. I feel like if I felt like my work wasn't up to scratch, if I knew, I was a bit sloppy in that appointment, fair enough. All right, I agree.
Yeah.
But if I knew I'd done my work to the best of my ability, then...
That's the thing is, like, I was happy with them and I thought... that they were the best set that I'd done on her, like, to that day.
Oh, that's so sad, though,
so it's it? Like, I'm... Yeah, anyway.
We don't need to talk about her.
No. I will tell that story one day.
Yeah, you'll tell it to me. You'll tell it to me after episode's done. Anyway. Yeah. So another policy I have is that, speaking of, like, clients, new clients... Though this isn't a new policy, but new clients pay a 50% deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't used to do. I just used to trust people who'd come to their appointments and not nurture. However, not everyone is like that.
No.
So now I do think it's good to have a deposit in place, because then I always find when it affects their money, they're more like, okay. When it affects our money, they couldn't care less.
Yeah.
So I always think if they pay a 50% deposit, it's like they've got an incentive to actually come and respect me as a nail technician and my business. But then it's also good for me, because if anything happens, I know at least on that day, I haven't lost out on like a full bit of my wage. I've only lost out on half. Yeah. So even though it hits, it doesn't hit as hard.
So like when it's a new client, so say like I was coming to you and I was getting a set that was like £40.
Yeah.
I would pay you £20 up front, and then I would pay the remainder £20. But then how does it work for the next appointment? So would I pay you up front in that appointment if I was booking in again? Or would I pay it?
So I always see how it goes with the client. Right. I always am like, if I can trust this person, then majority of the time I just go, no, it's an upfront payment, because I feel like if they've met me then and they can see that I'm a person, I think people are less likely to do it. Not that I'm saying no one would do it again, but I feel like they're less likely inclined to be a bit of an arsehole about, you know, like either not no showing or whatever. Yeah. Because they've met me.
So you don't take a deposit for every client, it's just for a new client?
Yes, just for a new client.
Okay. So you're on Fresher, aren't you?
Yeah. Because it kind of works really good in that way. So if someone booked on Fresher, a new client, Fresher would get a percentage of that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So like when it comes to booking in with me, it says on the notes, if you're a new brand new client, message me on Instagram and I'll book you in. And then they'll message me, hi, I'm wanting this. I make sure I know what they're wanting, like builder gel and like jazzy art. So then I have a saved reply on my Instagram and I click that, and then I just have to fill in your total amount for the appointment is £40, so that means your deposit comes to £20, and that will be taken off the total price of the day. So then obviously, because my jazzy is from £10
right,
and it can be up to £15 depending on the level, so then if it ends up being it's actually £13 for the jazzy art, the £20 that they've already paid would come off the total price and they'd only owe the last bit of it. So it's all, and then I'm like, and then can you send me, these are my bank details, once you've sent that deposit over I'll book you in, and you name your email address and your mobile number, and then I book them in on Fresher, sorted.
Okay.
And I add in the notes of their appointment, paid £20.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't take a deposit.
Or do you not?
Because I just rely on... I used to. But since I got fresher and they have to put their card details in, I just rely on that.
Oh, see, I don't have the card details.
It's bit me in the ass a couple of times, but just take the hit. I can't be arsed with the faff.
Sometimes it happens so few and far between, doesn't it?
Yeah, that you're just like, oh,
if
whatever.
If it was a constant thing, like every month you were getting it, you'd be like, right, okay, no, I need to do something different. Like, but when it's few and far between, it's like a bit more, you'd rather take the hit than faff about with that.
So you don't do card capture at all?
No.
So how do you deal with cancellation policies?
So my cancellation policy is, if it's within 48 hours, they pay 50%. If it's within 24 hours, they pay 100%.
So you take that, you're just trusting them?
Yeah. So, like, majority of people will pay it, and it's always, because my regulars have sent it over even before they've told me they're cancelling. But it has bit me in the ass probably twice, where someone's booked in and then cancelled literally like an hour before, and I've been like, well, it's the whole appointment, and they've just ghosted me.
Yeah.
That's
why I do the card capture.
Yeah, but again, that happens so few and far between, touch wood, that if it did happen, I just probably would just take the hit, and it'd be annoying. But then probably if someone who's more likely to do that and ghost me is a brand new client, so I've already got 50%.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't need to card capture because it takes off so much money. Like, I can't believe how much fresher charge for stuff like that. I think it's awful.
But, like, it only takes a percentage when I actually have to do that. Like, when it's cancelled. Like, it's not like a rolling fee.
Yeah, I think mine was more, if I'm more likely going to have to charge them for cancelling, they are probably good. Every time it's been that, it's been a new client, so that's why I introduced the 50% fee, because I'm just like, you know what, I'll take 50% without taking the ag from it as well. So it's just like, they've cancelled, then they get blocked from fresher, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I think everyone's cancellation policies are so different.
Yeah,
so I have some friends that do it like you, and then I have other friends that like do it like me, where it's like deposit rather than holding card details. So I think there's a few different ways you can do it.
I mean, even the holding the card details on fresher doesn't really, because they can go on and just take their card off straight away if they wanted to.
Yeah, I've seen someone where it was like it just declined and bounced back.
Yeah, well, that's happened to me before.
Has it? So really, it's like you're just trying to, you can't predict what people are going to do. So just, and people don't even have to follow your policies. These policies are here; they don't actually have to follow them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a good, you're hoping people are decent people, that they appreciate your policies and your boundaries, but they don't have to. They don't sign anything.
How do you deal with, like, I don't know, your clients sound kind of, like, good, but how would you deal with somebody that was, like, they kept cancelling their appointment, but they would always book back in? And the reason for them cancelling was always, like, to do with, like them being sick or their kid's sick or, like,
so
some
sort
of, like...
So say, like, they were due in tomorrow and they cancelled and then they said, I'll book back in.
But they always book back in. Like, how do you deal with that?
Are they booking back in the next week or are they booking back in, like, a month later? Because, like, sometimes...
Like, whenever they have, like, the soonest availability.
I think I'd let them do it, like, maybe... 2 or 3 times, I'd be like, all right, yeah, these things happen, you're booking back in, because at least then I'm hopefully going to get my money because they're booking back in. But if it was a constant thing, I think I would then message them and say, I know that you've been sick a few times and I appreciate these things happen, however, it is taking away a spot for a possible paying client, and I feel like it's happened numerous times. If you are wanting to book back in, I will require the full amount up front. And you're not getting booked in again until you pay that up front.
That makes sense.
And then if you cancel again, I'm keeping it, and you'll have to pay again to book back in.
Yeah. I'm just too soft.
No, but I am. And I don't like doing it. I think this is what the clients don't realise, is I would rather someone come and get their nails done. I hate it when someone has to cancel and I'm like, you need the whole amount. It's the worst thing
ever. I hate
ever.
It as well.
But then again, it's like...
But they think that, like sometimes, like... You're seen as the arsehole for, like, doing that.
Yeah, because people think it's because you're saying, oh, well, I want that money anyway. And they're like, but you're not doing anything to get that money, so I don't get it. But what they don't realise is it's not about me sitting there and I get a whole hour spare and I've earned this much an hour, great, I don't have to do any work. It's the fact that they've taken a slot from a paying client. Yep. So if they hadn't have done that, that slot could have gone to someone who was willing to pay that, and then I've lost out on that money because you're taking the space away.
Yeah, they don't get that.
No.
And, like, I think it's really difficult with, like, cancellation policies, because I think that it's so important to have them in place, but it's so hard to implement them. And yeah. I wish that there was a way that removed the human element out of it.
Yeah,
that's why I do the card capture on Freshers, because I'm trying to remove, like, it's just like, if somebody messages me saying that they've got to cancel, I'm just like, you're gonna have to do it on Fresher.
Yeah,
like, because it's just, instead of me, like, having to be like, oh, well, can you're going to have to pay me for that. Like,
yeah. See, the only time that's ever bit me in the bum is it was a new client, and it was the only time I forgot to take a deposit. And then back, it was, like, maybe a week later that I'd realised she'd booked in this new client, and I hadn't taken the deposit, and I thought, well, it's a week later now, I can't just message her and be like, give me 50%.
Yeah.
So I didn't take a 50% deposit, and she cancelled a few hours before, texted me and was like, I'm really sorry, I can't make it. So I messaged her saying, okay, well, it's 100% because you've cancelled last minute. Ghosted me, didn't hear back. So I replied, I messaged her again a few hours later, ghosted me. And then I messaged her because when I went to cancel her appointment on Fresher, because she'd booked through the booking system as well, hadn't booked through me, which is why I forgot to take the deposit, booked through Fresher. So Fresher was going to take, like, I think it was like £7 from me, which I know in the grand scheme of things it's not much, but when you're running your own business, you know, you want as much as you can get.
But that's the new client fee.
Yeah. So, but because she hadn't, normally when I avoid the new client fee. So then I realised, great, not only am I missing out on 100% of this, I'm also going to be charged like £7 whatever for it. So I was a bit annoyed about that. So I messaged her and I put, it's clear that you're obviously not going to pay me. However, can you please cancel your appointment on Fresher, because it's going to charge me for you anyway. So not only am I missing out on the money you're supposed to be sending me, but I'm also being charged extra. Because if you try and cancel it on Fresher, if it's a new client, it comes up with a notification, like, you'll still be charged. Anyone could do that, just go on and cancel it to get the money back. So I was in a really sticky situation. And then she did reply to that, and she was like, I've tried to cancel it, but I can't find it. I was just like, no, you're being an arsehole. So I just said back to her, if you click on your appointment, it literally says at the bottom, cancel, didn't hear back from her. So I messaged Fresher, explained the situation, and then they said, we'll do it this time, we'll void it, but this is why we recommend having their card details in, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but then you get more money from me, hon, so it's like a rock and a hard place again.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I'd rather just take the small, like, percentage hit off that payment.
See, I thought Fresher charge you just for holding card details, because some people have said on TikTok it charges you just to hold the card details, not just to when you make a charge.
No.
Oh.
Well, I don't pay anything. I pay, like, the transaction fee when they have to, pay, like, cancel.
Yeah, but you're getting the money out of that anyway, aren't you? So, because that's the whole reason why I haven't
done it. And I pay for, like, the texts and emails, you know, the text messages, not the emails.
I just use the free balance, and then when that's over,
You don't bother.
No, they just get an email anyway, so...
I think I'm going to look at mine and, like, tweak it a bit, because I think, like, I'm probably paying a bit too much unnecessarily.
My clients know to check their emails.
Yeah.
I'll have, like, clients messaging me, like, I ain't got an email yet, and then I'm like, let me check, and then I'm like, oh, no, you shouldn't, and they're like, oh, no, yeah, I found it, but they know. I've kind of put that into them from day one, check your emails, not your texts, don't rely on texts, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's so many different ways you can do it. Apparently there's a new app called Solo that's a booking app.
Yeah, and there's, what's it, Booksy. And Atavo?
Oh, I ain't heard of that one. Oliver really wants me to get on Booksy.
And Goldie? Is Goldie one as well?
Oh my god, they're all here.
Why does he want to get...
Because he uses Booksy to book his appointments with his barber. And he loves it, he thinks it's great. Right, I'm going to sit with Fresher. If I change my booking
Oliver's
policy,
input.
Honestly...
I'm so sad that he doesn't want to do an episode.
I know, he calls himself my manager. He literally says, I'm your manager, and he has to check everything before I do it.
That's so cute.
It's not Liv.
It's
not.
He can be my manager.
Happily. Take him off my hands.
Anyway, yeah, cancellation policies are hard.
Yeah, and they are.
But just know, I have mine in place, but I don't always stick to them. So
yeah,
I do most of the time. I am trying to be a lot more strict.
Yeah.
It's when you're starting up, you need to be strict.
Yeah.
When you're like us and you've got more regular client base, like I say, my clients know my policies and they'll probably send it over or do what they need to do before I even have to ask them. So it depends where you're at in your
most of my clients are like that.
Yeah.
I would say probably 70-30.
Yeah. But then they also know that it's a, you know, two-way
thing. Give and take, yeah.
I will sometimes be like, nah, it's all right. Or, okay. Depends on the situation again, so.
Also, like, some clients just would not appreciate it at all.
No.
And that pisses me off.
Yeah.
They wouldn't appreciate you being lenient. Like, they just wouldn't see, like, the, like, how much it's impacted you.
Yeah.
To give up that money.
I think because we're self-employed and we can make our own rules and we've got no one to answer to, they almost sometimes... See, I've never had this, but from what I've seen, like, on social media and things and other people's stories, I think sometimes they almost think because we're self-employed and we can make our own rules, why can you not just let me off this time?
I know.
And it's like... But it's not, that's not how it works. Imagine if I let everybody off, there'd be no point me having any cancellation fees or policies or out. Like, it is for me. It's like, it's because you're taking away that appointment from someone else. If it wasn't that, I wouldn't have 48 and 24 hour rules. It'd be a week rule.
Yeah.
But I don't have that. That's why it's 48 and 24, because it's literally, I'm not going to get anybody in.
No.
In that amount of time.
No, me neither. I wouldn't fill that spot.
All I do, I take your advice, and when you said use it to your advantage and do social media work, so then really, you're still getting paid for that work you're doing towards your business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Slay. Advice from Liv.
And my sister said to me the other day, she was like, I really like Shannon. I was like, I know, she's great. And she was like, slay.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Oh, God.
I was like, slay. I know, she always says that, doesn't she?
It's just a great finish off. Everyone knows. I'm doing the sentence. Slay. Done. We should just end every podcast episode like that. Slay.
Say slay to Isabel.
What?
Say slay to Isabel. She'll love it. My sister.
Oh, whoa. No, I thought we were talking about Lucy.
No, that's Isabel. Why.
Oh, slay Isabel, slay.
Your face.
I was like,
you're like, who's Isabel?
I just thought we were talking about Lucy.
No.
And then, oh, no, talking in with that, no shows.
Mm.
No shows. I try and charge 100%, but like I say, they don't ever send it. So no. I just block them and they're not allowed back.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, I don't allow them back.
Nope.
I had this one time, right, where this girl messaged me, like, it must have been about half an hour before her appointment.
Yeah.
And she goes, because I don't have my address on Fresher, I send it 24 hours before the appointment.
Oh, so like the really? Day before.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have my road name on there, but not my actual address.
Oh, and then you just send it when they're going to come.
Yeah. So I did that, sent her my address the night before. And she messages me about half an hour before her appointment. She was like, I'm really sorry, but I actually realised that you live a lot further away than me than I thought. I was like, babe, why? First of all, how have you not checked before now?
Has to be in the area on Fletcher. It tells you what area it is.
I think that she was at the uni. And to be fair, the uni is, like, for a student to get to me, it would take them about an hour,
on the bus. Yeah.
But
she might have just thought, because it's in the area, it's down
there. Yeah. Bit naive. Oh. But I was like, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to charge you full price.
And did she pay it? Yeah.
No, but that was when I was taking deposits, so I kept the 50%.
Oh, right, fair then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why now if I had a no-show, at least I'm not losing out on 100%.
Yeah.
Losing out on 50.
Yeah.
Which is better than the...
It's better than nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I know, like shit. With addresses and stuff, I, like, literally... if I book it, it happened to me once. I booked in a new client, and then, like, literally, as I was like, can I have your name, your number, all this stuff. And then, literally, she paid the thing, and she was like, what's the address? I don't know where the address is. Where is it? And I thought, babe.
I know.
Chill. Oh, my God, I'm turning to you. I just said babe. I never say babe. What?
Do I say babe?
You say babe.
Do I?
When you're saying something sarcastically, you go, babe.
Oh! I didn't even know.
So that's me going, babe. Kind of like it. This might be my new slay. Babe.
Babe.
Yeah. But I was like...
Babe, come on.
I've literally just booked you in, and I was like, there will be an email in your inbox in about 2 seconds that gives you everything you need to know. I'm like, give me chance.
Chill. You're being...
Chill out. Chill. 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 Ch But they're only clients
that I have people that do that to me, and then they'll like message me when they're booking in, being like, "Oh, what's your address?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't give it out until 24 hours before your appointment." And then they'll message me like 3 days before their appointment, like, "Oh my god, you never gave me your address." Yeah, babe, it's not your appointment yet,
babe.
I do say that, don't I?
Shut up, babe. Oh, I will say I have another policy which may ruffle some feathers. It isn't against the gender, all right? I just want to say that, but I don't allow men. Simply because I am in my own home and I wish I could trust everyone. And you know what? I might not even be able to trust some women. Some women could be like that.
Yeah.
But I am on my own in my house and I just don't feel comfortable just having men in my house with me when I'm on my own. That's,
I wouldn't either.
No. And it's nothing against men in general. I honestly, if it's a man from a client I know,
yes,
or it's a friend or something, happily.
Yeah.
But if it's a man I'm not aware of or I don't know the person, then no.
Yeah, I agree. I've never had to say no to a man.
Yeah, yeah, just from a safety perspective. Booking,
but yeah, yeah, I've never.
But if I got to know the person, they were my friend, then
yeah, slay. Of course, yeah.
Slay, babe.
And also you get like, I think like you get a vibe when someone's like booking in, like when you talk to them over message, you know.
Like these sugar daddies that are messaging me on TikTok that are like, "Can I pay some of your bills?" I'm like, Paul.
Nah,
if
honey.
Paul messaged me and was like, "Can I come get Builder Gel?" I'd be like, "I know where this is going." It's a big fat no, Paul. Depends how much you're gonna pay me, Paul.
If you bring me $2,000, maybe.
Yeah. If you want to pay for me electric bill while you're here, Paul, come and get your little toes done.
Service my boiler.
Service my boiler, Paul.
I only said that because you'd said about your boiler
that
earlier.
That needs to be a social clip. That needs to be a social Paul, we love Paul. Paul can just be like the general ick section. We now refer to all icks as Paul.
Paul.
Sorry, Pauls. Sorry to all the Pauls out there.
Sorry, Paul.
It's like the Karen version.
Yeah.
Karens and Pauls. Anyway.
Right, what's another?
All my policies, that's it.
Right, yeah.
My working hours. Now, are we talking about working hours?
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
Working hours, I have 2 long days, which are Tuesdays and Thursdays. I do 9 till 7:30. Thursday, I start at 10, but they're longer days, both finish at 7:30. Then Wednesday is 9:02. Friday is 9:03. And Saturday is 8:02. So I have 3 half days and 2 long days.
Yeah,
the
like
end.
That.
Yeah.
I'm currently in the process of changing my hours.
So she has Mondays off with me.
Yeah, because I'm a good friend.
Yeah, and we can do more for the podcast. And
yeah.
When I were doing that, then were you making sure I wasn't shaking the mic?
No.
Oh, you looked at you and I thought, she's checking. She's trying to make sure I'm not fucking everything.
Maybe
up.
I was actually.
Like a fuck's sake, keep still.
Subconsciously. Yeah, I'm gonna change mine. So currently, I work Monday is my long day. Mm-hmm. Wednesday's my long day, Thursday's short day, Friday's normal day.
Yeah.
And I only work one Saturday a month. But now I'm going to change it to just long day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Really? Oh, 3 days a week?
Yeah.
She's going down to 3 days a week. And then are you going to keep your every Saturday once a month, or are you going to scrap that?
No, yeah, I'll do that one Saturday a month.
Oh my god, she's living the life.
Well, because I'm still like a little bit like gappy with days.
Yeah.
And I just can't be doing with that. I'd rather just
condense.
Yeah. And then I've got like, you know, 4 days off a week, which is lovely.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I know I literally had a mental breakdown to you the other month about people booking in. Now I'm literally at the point where soon I think I'll have to close my I was thinking the other day, again, I have to run it past my manager, but I was thinking the other day, if I closed off now, I am earning and got enough clients a month, which is slay, great, yeah. To also do my social but to also do my social media and content, you know, like balance it out.
Yeah.
But my manager was like, "Why would you close it off? Like, get as many clients in as possible, like, and fill my days that I've got." Which, to be fair, I can do. I'm just, you know, just trying to live the life and
but you don't want to work yourself to the bone.
I know, yeah, but I do think soon it'll get to the point where I can close off my books.
That's
so
good.
That's a good thing. But
that's so exciting.
I know, but I honestly think if I change my hours again, I would just cut off one of my half days. You know, keep my I love my new hours. Like, while we're on the subject of hours, changing my hours has changed my life and my whole perspective.
Yes.
On my job.
I think as well, to go with that, having policies and boundaries in place will change your perspective as well.
Like, yes.
Just in general, having policies and boundaries in place that work for you, for your life, for the working hours that you want to do,
yeah,
is really important to you sustaining your business.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have those boundaries in place, you'll find that you'll get frustrated really quickly.
Yeah. And I also think as well, from a client's perspective, it makes you look more like a business from the yeah. get-go. Like, when I have new clients booking in now, it is always, I have a, they can tell it's a saved reply, that is what I send to everybody, yeah. and I just change the amount, and that looks, which has got the bank details, it's got what I need from them, yeah. it's in that one concise message, they know, okay, this girl has a business, like,
she ain't messing about,
she's not messing, she's not gonna take no, she's not gonna take no faffing around. But I think it's good, it's like, I think it's good, come at me, Paul, I think it's good.
Service my boiler.
Service my boiler, Paul. But I do think it's needed to look yeah. like a business, because then they will take you seriously from the get-go, and they will also know it's not just me that's having to follow all this, everybody else is. Even if you just have a policies highlight, because I've had a few people on my workshops that are like, oh, do I put it on my feed? I'm like, no, keep your feed, like, pictures of your work, yeah. policies and all these things go in your highlights. You look like you have got your shit together,
yeah.
and everyone can see it's there. They're there for everybody to view. And in my bio, it says, please read all highlights before booking. Yeah. So then if they turn up and they're like, I didn't realize this, I didn't realize that, that's on you, babes.
Yeah.
Babes, that's on you.
Yeah, it's all about protecting yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Like, and it's really sad that we have to, like, be like this.
And yeah, and nine times out of ten, everyone's so, like, my yeah. clients, I could not ask for better clients.
Yeah.
My clients are all absolutely, any of my clients listening to this, you're a babe. You're a babe. I love you. But they're all great. But you'll, again, from these policies and boundaries, you'll find your people.
Yes.
I don't want to have someone that's not willing to pay a no-show yeah. fee. Crack on. Bye. See you later. Your loss, you know.
You can walk out those shit nails.
Yeah, exactly. Because I do think, I think I had someone who no-showed me once that tried to follow me on again on Instagram recently. And I was like, oh, she's come crawling back now, because she sees my work and she's thinking, I want my nails done by her. Yeah. No, sorry. You still owe me from a year ago.
Soz.
When I used to do £15 bill of gel nails.
Yeah, if you're going to pay me.
Cough up. But yeah, that's all my policies and boundaries and working hours.
Yeah.
Have you got any that I didn't say? Have you got any extras?
No, I don't think so.
I know, I say to people,
oh, my booking policy, I don't like people to book through Fresher.
No, yeah, yeah. And you like to know if it's a new client, you like to message them beforehand, don't yeah. you?
Yeah, I like, I just, in my opinion, I think that, I understand that people don't mean it in a rude way, but I think that just going on and booking an appointment, also, it says in my Fresher thing, if you're a new client, she's laughing at me because I'm getting irate.
I knew this
it
was
says,
I saw you anger building.
I know.
It's true.
It says in my thing, if you're a new client, don't book on Fresher, message yeah. me. And to me, you're fucking ignorant and rude.
To not see it there.
Yeah.
Does it say on your Fresher as well? Does it say message me if you're yeah. a new client?
It says it on Fresher.
Yeah, so sometimes it's just,
there's no excuse.
You know what makes me irate?
Go
when
on.
You get it and you're requesting, it just says, how much for builder gel?
Oh my,
no,
don't.
Hello, no, how are you?
Don't.
No, hope you're enjoying your day.
Yeah.
It's just, how much builder gel now? I'm not telling you, Clarice. I'm not telling you.
Clarice.
I don't know where that came from. But Clarice ain't getting her nails done. She's not going to know how much builder gel nails cost.
I quite
cost.
Like that name, Clarice.
It's quite nice, isn't it? Yeah. Clarice. It's on a, meme, I think. That's why it was in my head. I think I saw it on TikTok. But yeah, if you're not willing to be like, hi, lovey, hope you're okay. I had three... Oh my God. You know, I was panicking about my business the other day. Booked in three new clients in one evening the other night. I know. Which
you.
Isn't normal, may I just add. I've had a very, very quiet time. But, you know, it starts
That's
picking
really
up
good.
Around, like, summer, doesn't it? But... all every single one of them, I open their message, lovely messages. Hi Shan, hope you're okay.
Aww.
Love your work. I've been wanting to book in with you. Or one was just like, hello lovely, hope you're okay. It's like, yes, come and sit on my new Amazon
yes.
chair. You take a seat. Give me your nails. Like,
yeah, I'm. If somebody messages, even if I'm not taking on new clients, which I always like outwardly say I'm
yeah.
not taking on new clients, but. Really, I am. Like,
she's picky.
If you're if you've not pissed me off,
if you've read a bio,
you can come.
You're allowed in.
But yeah, if somebody messages me like a really nice message, I'll book them in, yeah, usually.
Because you can tell mood on the day, though.
Do you find that? Like, if I'm in a funky mood or I'm in an anxious mood, I'm like, nah.
If I feel like that, I leave it in the request and I'll come at it the next day or when I'm feeling better.
I leave so many messages in my request.
Oh, dear.
Really bad, yeah.
I
had somebody, sorry.
No, yeah,
I had somebody comment on my TikTok video and it was somebody had tagged somebody. So the tagged person then came into the comments and she was like, oh yeah, I follow this girl on Instagram. I followed her for a really long time. I messaged her for advice once and she ignored me.
Calling you out.
First of all, talking about me in third person. Wait, yeah, third person.
Yeah, you were right, yeah.
Well, I'm right here.
Yeah. Hello? So
you're in my video. Like, you think I'm not going to watch this? See,
honestly,
this?
Honestly, though. But you know
and then
what it
also,
is?
At the same time, like, what do you expect from me? Like, I don't have time to answer everybody. Like, I'm not trying to make out like I get loads of messages and la 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 la, get me.
God live.
But, like, I don't have time. People message me, like, these fucking long-ass messages. And they're, like, wanting advice from me. And I would love to have the time to sit down and actually, like, be able to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
But I can't. Like, I just can't.
I've now got to the point where, oh, my God, no. We're not being, like, oh, God, we just want to help as many people as possible. And I don't know about you. Since doing the podcast, I'm getting so many more messages, which is lovely.
I know.
I love it. Like, honestly, if you can see me on YouTube right now, I'm smiling, okay? I love it. But it annoys me because I don't have time to sit because you're trying to balance everything else. And it's like, oh, poor you. I don't mean it to come across that way.
No.
But
I'm the same.
It's the, I've now got a saved reply in my Instagram where it says, hi, lovey. Thank you so much for the lovely message. And if it's like, say, I had someone message me the other day, what's the difference between builder gel and hard gel?
Mm.
And it's like, I've done so many videos on this.
Yeah. Just go and look.
Yeah, like, it's all free. It's free.
Yeah.
You can look at the video on there. It's literally free. Yeah. It's there for you to watch. I've got done captions.
People don't like to put the effort
in. Yeah, I've done captions. I've put it in my playlist. I have even titled it so I know that if people are searching it on TikTok, it will come up. I've done all that effort there. Sat and recorded a video that you can go and watch. So the save message literally says, like, and it's so, you know, I can get back to as many people as possible.
Yeah,
it's not
I
can, like, say it, but it literally says, like, if you go on my TikTok, I've got loads of videos about this, all organised into different playlists so you can see everything going on. And then I'll say, and also, if you're wanting to learn even more about this, I also do workshops because it has got to the point now where it's like, I've got all this free stuff there, but if you're wanting me to sit and type out a really long message because it's not just a vague, this is that and this is this, it's going to take me a while when I've got four other people as well wanting a similar answer.
Yes.
That if you're really wanting this much advice from me, go
you're
to
gonna
one
have
of
to
my
pay
workshops.
Me.
Yeah, because it's my time. Like, I spend enough
it's
of my
not,
free time doing TikTok.
Yeah, and I think, like, a lot of people mistake that attitude for gatekeeping.
Yes.
When it's not gatekeeping, it's just purely the amount of time that it takes.
Yeah.
Like, it can take you a good 10, 15 minutes to type out, like, because if you're replying to somebody and giving them advice, you want to be as thorough as possible.
Yes,
you don't
want
to half-ass reply to them.
No.
And that's why I leave so many messages in my request, because I don't want to just half-ass reply to them.
Yeah.
I want to be able to write a full reply. I'd rather ignore them completely.
Yeah, than give them half-ass reply that they can tell you can't be bothered because you're tired. Because, like, to me, it's I'm working all day, so I can't answer these messages.
Yeah.
So then when I have time to answer these messages, which is on an evening, I am sat with my partner and he is trying to watch a film with me and I'm on my phone, and how rude is that?
Yeah.
He literally, like, he doesn't say it all the time, bless him, because he's just got used to the fact that I'm on my phone. But he'll be like, Shannon, are you watching this? Or Shannon, are you going to listen to what I'm saying? And then I'm like this really quickly because I'm like, I really want to reply to this person because I don't want him to think I'm being rude. So now I've just got that little save reply that's like, all my free content is over on TikTok, that I've done plenty of videos on all this stuff. If you are wanting more information, also my workshops are available. They don't have to. No, the way they do not have to book a workshop. Everything is free on TikTok, but you've got to see it as a give and a take.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Why did we even get onto that?
I don't know, but it does stem into like boundaries. So yeah. We've got the, obviously we've talked mostly about the policies and boundaries to do with your actual business, yes. Like nail client facing business. Oh, she just fucking whacked her elbow.
I hope you heard that. Oh, I went right on my funny bone.
Oh, it's not very funny, is it?
Blood to the surface. That's what I used to do. She's like, quick, blood to the surface, and it works.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. If you ever hurt yourself, I think it might be a psychological thing. If you ever hurt yourself, rub it really fast. Anyway, sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, we've talked about boundaries in terms of client-facing business, yeah. But also if you are wanting to grow your social media, then it's really important to have boundaries in place there as well.
100%. Because which I say this,
I can't talk, so
I know literally neither don't listen to my advice. It, yeah, who are we to say this? But I did say it to one of my workshop girlies the other day because she wanted to grow a social media, and I did say, I'm not going to put it lightly, I said it's hard. It's a lot. There's a lot of effort that has to be put into it. And you also need to put the boundary in place of, I can feel myself starting to burn out now. I should probably press pause a bit.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're both trying to get the hang of a little bit more, is pressing pause. Like, on Saturdays and Sundays, me and Liv probably, we don't really talk, do we? Because we're both kind of like, okay, no social media, no nail tech natters, no clients, we're Shannon, we're Liv, and we're, because we both have Sundays with our partners, so we really take that day to be like,
I fully took this weekend off, actually.
Was it nice? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad.
I haven't even posted anything online.
I haven't got anything scheduled. No. Nothing. Nothing on Nail Tech Natters and nothing on my personal, so.
Me neither.
But you know what? I have no client pictures of nails to be able to schedule.
No.
So that's great as well.
I'm the same. So I'm just...
So don't take advice off us.
I'm just hitting pause, to be honest, on the social media side of things right now.
Everybody needs that time, yeah? Everybody, this is what I mean. Like, people feel like they have to be so consistent with social media, but if you are feeling burnt out, if you taking off a weekend or a week is better than you hitting burnout and wanting to take off 6 months.
Yeah.
Because being there.
Being there, done that.
Bought the t-shirt, babe, returned it because it was too small, got a size up.
Anyway,
chunk it in the wash. The end.
We are very delirious, so I think we'll probably. I think we're done.
We're done.
We've covered a lot.
Yeah, we need to do nail techie spotlight. Oh, this is a. Oh, yeah. I say this every time. I'm like, this is a good one. Everyone's a good one. Do you want to say this one? Because I did the last one.
Yes. This week's spotlight is Megan J Nails.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I thought it was Meg Jane. It might be Meg J Nails on TikTok, but it's Megan on Instagram.
Okay, she is a Scottish nail tech.
Yeah,
we all know we love the Scots. Yes. Megan, can we move in?
Megan, you got room, hun?
Can we come and join you? No, we can't move in because she's having a baby.
Yay!
Congratulations, Megan.
When I saw that, I actually felt like it was one of my friends. I was like, oh my god. No. Baby, little baby.
Megan does amazing nails.
Yeah.
She owns a salon, which she hasn't had for very long, has she?
No. She did a whole process of it on TikTok, so that's really interesting. Yeah,
go and watch those videos because it was really cool. You should see the transformation. It's mega. Yeah. Like, you go and watch it because it's...
It was mega for Megan.
Mega Megan.
It was mega for you, Megan.
Oh, we're losing our minds. And Shan, she was one of the first people you followed.
Megan was literally probably, I think, the first nail tech I followed on TikTok before. I followed Soph, who was the first nail tech spotlight. Soph does cute nails. She was the first person I followed on Instagram, but Megan was the first person I followed on TikTok. And she was one of the main reasons I wanted to get into social media, and she was one of the first nail techs that I was probably annoying in her inbox, like, hi Megan, hope you're okay, I'm wanting to become a nail tech, can I ask you this and that? And she was so lovely and like replied to everything, and just watching her journey from when she not first started, but her being a nail tech to getting a salon and now having a baby, it's so lovely to see someone. And I'm sorry as well, I messaged her once about running because when she goes on holiday and she puts up her little outfits, oh wow, she looks incredible.
I know,
she tans like a goddess. She's got the most beautiful curly hair, and her figure, wow.
Yeah.
Slay.
And her hair.
Her hair's incredible.
Oh my god.
I think she's just really honed in on the curly right now, and it's my head. Stunning. So yeah, she does amazing nails. She's gonna be a mama. She's got her own salon. She is doing everything, and she's killing
doing
it.
The bits. This is chaotic.
It was the hand.
I'm going.
She's doing the bits.
I'm going. Bye.
And on that note,
Shan can wrap up.
Yeah. So on that note, go follow Megan. Everything will be in the description, all the links and her pages. So please go check her out. And yeah, that's it for today's episode of Policies and Boundaries. Sorry if it's a bit chaotic. We're on the last episode of the day, unless Liv wants to do another one.
No.
I knew you'd change your mind. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed it, whether you've watched on YouTube or listened. There's a new episode out every Friday at 7 a.m. Have I missed anything, Liv?
No. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, and comment if you've listened to this episode. We'd love to hear your thoughts, what you think, and just, yeah, what emoji should they use, Liv? Go on.
Oh, you should use the devil emoji.
Oh, she's feeling fussy.
The naughty devil.
naughty devil. Anyway, on that note.
Comment the devil on Instagram.
Yeah. Thanks if you've made it this far.
And everyone will be like,
I know, God.
What the heck?
Honestly. But love you lots. Thanks for listening, as always.
Thank you. See you next Friday.
See you next week.
Bye.